Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines. It's time. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I hope all is well with everyone today. I am so glad that you decided to come out and to share your first of the week with us. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Glad to be here today, another day that he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a privilege and an honor to be among the land of the living, to have the blood running warm in my veins and have the youth and activities of my limbs and to be clothed in my right mind. I thank you, Yah, for all things, for you do all things well. Every moment, every second that we're alive, that we're able to say, you know, speak normal out of our mouths and think a thought, it's a blessing. You know, we don't, I think we take it for granted sometime that yes, tomorrow is going to always be here and the next moment is not promised. So I just want to say thank you you know, to the Most High for him being such a wonderful Elohim and loving on his people. Hallelujah, and bless his holy name. Praise the Holy One of Israel. It has truly been a blessing. Couple of things, you know, before we actually get caught with, before we actually start the class. You know, I just want to tell you guys a couple of things. I know that, you know, everybody is excited about this next move of the Most High. I know you guys are excited about it. I'm excited about it. But I want you to understand something. This is going to be a very trying time for everybody. You know, because like we said before, when the reality hits that this is a real reality, everybody's got to get their mind ready for what's about to take place. You know, and the more we watch, and the more we watch, and the more we listen, and the more we watch, the more we see that his word is not coming back void. It may not come the way we want it to come. It may not come by the method that we want it to come, but he is sovereign. You know, these are the times that try men's souls. And the reason why I'm talking like this today is because we are heard all over the world. And we have to be very careful with how we respond and what we say. You know, so I want to say this. To the people of the nation of Yehuda, I want you to know it has truly been a pleasure. It really has, of meeting you and knowing you and the Most High bringing you. I don't ever want anybody to think that I'm unconcerned about their thoughts or the things that they bring to the table when it comes to us as a people. However, there is only a limit, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. I have endured a lot of different things from a lot of different people. And when I say that, I mean people who surf the internet. People who surf the internet, you know, trying to find out what's going on, which we all have done, and trying to find the next best thing or the next big bang. I want you to realize that one thing that I am a stickler about and I am going to remain a stickler about is the word of Yah. I stand on it. I'll stand firm and I will bet on it because he stands by his word. I know a lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people feel like other sources are fine and other outside books are fine and everybody is grown. I cannot tell anybody else what to do. However, this is a very critical time that we're moving into right now. We have to stay firm on his word because he's going to validate his word. He's going to back up his word. You know, I've had a lot of people come at me with this latest eclipse stuff. Please don't send me any more text messages about the eclipse. Don't send me any more text messages about the stars. Don't send me any more text messages about the moon and the stars and the horoscopes and all that. Don't send me any more of that stuff. I'm going to stick with his word. I'm going to stick with his word, and the thing that moves us is what is about to happen next. And I have to just be honest and just lay it out there. Please do not text me, email me, anything else pertaining to the constellation, the stars, none of that. And the reason why I say that is because this is a time to stay focused. I know some people surf the internet and you guys are listening to a whole lot of different people and a whole lot of people are saying a whole lot of different stuff. But you have to ask yourself when you start following these people, are these people in the word? Because if they're not and they're going off of their own personal thinks and thoughts, and the stuff, I do not deal with it. I'm just being straightforward and honest. I have had, you don't know how many times I've had people come on my, on this show and say, 12 o'clock on Sunday, the world's supposed to do such and such, or the moon's supposed to do this, and they said the world coming to an end, and Sunday, 12 o'clock Sunday come, and it goes. You know, and I can't tell you what to do. But if I had to give you some advice, stop following every crazy quack that's on YouTube and TikTok. Trying to figure out what's getting ready to happen next. Because one thing I know about the Most High is you won't have to try to figure this thing out. He's going to lay it out for you. It's going to be plain and simple for you to see. And not only that, he's going to send his prophets by to let you know this is me. It's going to be simple as that. It's going to be so simple, you're going to be able to read the word and say, this is it. And it seems like that, you know, everybody, some people, not everybody, but everybody's surfing the internet to try to find the next Big Bang theory. No, let's stick with his word. Because that's where the power is. It is in his word. You know, and I don't mind talking to anybody. I don't mind anybody who has my number, that has my phone number. I don't mind. But, you know, I am trying everything that I can do to stay focused, because people are coming at me at every corner, every which way you can imagine they are coming. You know, so, and I try to be attentive to what everybody's desires and thoughts are to the best of my ability. But I'm just like you. I have to pray just like you do. I have to stay focused just like you do. I do. Because it has never been my desire to tell anybody anything wrong or to lead anybody astray in any kind of way whatsoever. I have to stay focused just like you do. So I want to be able to get that out in the open, because, you know, this is pretty serious, you know, where we're moving into next. You know, the things that we're moving into and the things that we are going to have to endure is going to be pretty serious, you know. So please try to stay focused. Focus on the word. You know, and every time, like I said, I'm going to say this again. Every time you go to somebody's YouTube page that's got breaking news at 12 o'clock on Thursday, October the 21st, this is getting ready to happen to the world. How many times do we have to watch it come and go? We watched it too many times. You know, he said, my people, he don't want you to be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Believe in everybody that come up. If it does not line up to the word, I'm not doing it, period. So I just want to make sure I get that out there. I don't mind, again, I don't mind talking to anybody. I don't mind texting you. I don't mind when it comes to his word, because one thing we are not. The nation of Yehuda is on a totally different level. You don't see it yet, but you will in a few minutes. You don't really understand what the Most High is doing for you and to you, but you will in a few minutes. Everybody has a part to play, and it is very vital. The part that we have to play is very vital. So I just want you to know that. I really do want you to know that we must stay focused. We must. It's very important that we do. No. So I just want to get that out there, you know, because I don't want anybody to think that your opinion don't matter. I don't want anybody to think that I don't care. I don't ever want you to think that. However, there's a certain level that we have to be at in order to move in the arenas that we're getting ready to move into. I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. You know, spiritual professionalism, I've been saying it and saying it and saying it, and now it's time. So, you know, and all of that, to say all of that, I want to say this. You know, this is a very important radio show that we're doing today. And I did pray about it. I prayed about it, and I asked the Most High, you know, what it was that he wanted us to say, you know. And the thing that dropped into my mind was the land of Canaan. You know, that's the thing that dropped into my mind. And someone told me yesterday, you know, in our class, you know, if only the people knew what was happening. You know, if only they would have a choice. You know, but this is all, I want everybody to know that's listening under the sound of my voice, this is a battle over the land of Canaan. This is a battle over the land of Canaan. This is a battle over the land of Canaan, the land that the Most High gave unto Abraham, that he was to give to his seed, that he was to give unto his seed, his children's children, you know, and the scripture and the words, you know, it breaks down which seed this was supposed to go to. And this land is supposed to go to Jacob's children, the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the land, and we're watching nations battle over the land of Canaan. You know, and the land is going through so much. The land, you know, it's violent. The things that are happening on the land, blood is being shed on the land. Children are being murdered on the land. Bombs are being thrown on the land of Canaan, on the land. This is what we're watching. You know, and it's unfortunate. It really is. It's really, really unfortunate, you know, that this is to the degree that it has to go to. You know, and it's something that, you know, we have to be able to tell the world, you know, especially the church. And we're going to speak to everybody today, especially the church. You know, we're not going to challenge you on what you believe. We're not. We've done enough of that. We're not going to try to make you believe what we believe. We've done enough of that. We've done enough. I have anyway. We've done enough. I dare not begin to try to teach you anything else or show you anything else in terms of what we think you should see. However, we're speaking to the church of those people that have now awakened. All of those people who supposedly are woke now, you know, be very careful with what you teach the people. Be very careful what you tell Yah's people. Be very careful how you handle Yah's people, because those are his people. And, you know, you can't mix apples and oranges, you know, and you have to be very careful with what you say. You know, you have to be very careful in how you present what you think, because you can't just become a Hebrew Israelite and then turn around and teach the same doctrine that you taught when you was in Christianity. Don't work. And that's all I'm going to say on that one. All I'll say to everybody else is we're going to watch and see. All of the things that's been said and all of the YouTube videos that's out there and the world coming to an end and y'all better get yourselves together and this and that other. We're going to watch and see now, because now this is where the rubber going to meet the road. And the difficult part about it is that we have had the pleasure through his word to get to know the Elohim that we serve. We have had the ultimate pleasure to know him from a place that a lot of people don't know him at. We have met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on different terms than everybody else has. He showed us. He showed us his compassion. He has showed us his love. He has showed us his judgment. He has showed us his long suffering. We have seen this Elohim cry through his word. We have seen him rejoice. We have seen him take his people, and put them in captivity. He even told us in his word that he turned his back. Because you know why? Because he couldn't stand to watch it. He turned his back because his word had to be fulfilled. And see, this is why I keep talking about his word. His word has to be fulfilled. It's not going to return unto him void. He turned his back. because he couldn't stand to watch what the people were doing physically, emotionally, and everything else to his people. Jerusalem is his. Jerusalem is his. That's his land. The land of Canaan is his. Jerusalem is his city. He's watching. He's watching it all. And he's watching us. He's watching them, and he's watching us. You know, and we have to always understand that no matter what we see, no matter how horrific it is, no matter what it looks like to us, no matter how terrible we feel about what we see, he sees it. He sees it. He knows the intent of the heart. He knows what is being done for. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. He knows who you're doing it to. He knows the intent of the reason why you're doing it. He knows it all. He knows. He knows it all. He knows all about it. He knows. And guess what he do? He start with Israel first. And that's what he's been doing. He's been getting Israel ready. And we're talking about the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites. We're talking about the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites. That's what they're calling us now, the ancient Hebrew Israelites. We're the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites. From the royal house of King David. From the tribe of Yehuda or Judah, however you want to pronounce it. Nobody can duplicate us. Nobody can replace us. Nobody can change this thing. He wrote the end from the beginning. No matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter. Nothing happens by chance. Nobody sneaks anything off. Nobody gets anything over on him. Nobody does anything. Things happen because he rules in the kingdom of men. And I'm being very careful with what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. And it's very difficult because there's some things I want to say, you know, but I'm being held back by restraint. There's some things I really want to say. But I have to be very careful with what I say and how I say it. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men. There's nothing that gets by him that he doesn't know is going to happen. There's nothing that happens that he doesn't let happen if it has anything to do with his word being fulfilled. It's nothing gets by him. And if I had anything to say at all in retrospect to the things that we have been watching, all I can say is this, you know, until the people that belong to the land come back to the land, until the people that the land belongs to comes back to the land, this will always be. You know, because it and you can tell because this is what's always been done. This will always be. And it is really unfortunate. Because until the people that the land belongs to actually touches the land and put their feet on the land, this is what it's always going to be. Now, the Most High said something. He said, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back to the land that's yours, and I'm going to plant your feet there in safety. I'm going to make sure that you get there, and I'm going to put you back on the land that I gave to your forefathers. I gave to Abraham, and Abraham and then Isaac, and then from Isaac it went to Jacob, and then Jacob had 12 sons. You know, right now all we can do is watch, and anybody can push one. I'm just having a conversation getting out what it is that I want to say right now. You know, until Jacob comes, till Jacob's descendants, the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites, can actually touch their feet on that land, there will be, there's not going to be any, there, it just won't. It's just not. No, and that's where we're headed. We're headed home. You know, and it is unfortunate to see babies dying and on both sides, on both sides. On both sides. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate on both sides that we have to endure. We have to watch this on both sides. Because for all intents and purposes, for as long as we can remember, that the people have been, they're there. They've been on the land. They've been fighting over the land. They've been fighting over territories. They've been fighting over the right to exist. They've been fighting over distance where we are supposed to be. But newsflash, that land belongs to us. And all we're watching and we're waiting for our Elohim to do what it is that he's going to do, because our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do but watch. But it will always be bloodshed until the people that the land belongs to are actually on it. It's unfortunate. It's just so unfortunate. It just is. But, you know, the thing that I had to tell myself is that no matter what it looked like, you know, when you're sitting in captivity, you can watch it from a distance, but you have to understand that, you know, the people that are there that are professing to be the people of the Most High have been there because he's allowed it. He has allowed this to happen. You know, he has. Hard pill to swallow. You know, but at the same time, everybody knows who we are. Everybody knows who we are. We don't have to hide that no more. We don't even have to tell them. They knew who we were before we knew who we were. Who we were. They know. You know, and they know the prophecies just like you do. That's why Ezekiel chapter 38, the nations. Oh, we got to get to that. Ezekiel 38, the nations that the Most High is going to employ to guard us are Muslim nations, except for Russia, Iran, and Ethiopia, and all the stands, and Turkey, and all these are Muslim nations that he's going to use to guard us. When we go back to the land that's brought back by the sword, and that means war. No, everybody, I don't know what we thought. I think we thought that it was just going to be like, oh, it's you guys' turn to come back. Okay, we're going to give you this piece of land. No, we have nations that are on the land of Canaan that are fighting over the land of Canaan when the Most High said we were going back. Something had to happen. Something has to happen. And we're sitting in horror watching these people kill each other. Like, wow. This is how serious this is. Over a piece of land. And each one is saying, I belong here. No, this belongs to us. I belong here. No, we was here first. No, I was here first, and you guys was pushed in, and now you pushing us back, and you having us living like animals. And when in reality, the whole land of Canaan belongs to the Hebrew Israelites. And we're scattered all over the world. The whole land is ours. He said we was going back to the land that was brought back by the sword. I don't think any of us realize how devastating that is. I don't think any of us realize how crucial that was, what that really meant. When you're seeing babies being ran into the hospitals and digging people out of dirt rubbles and concrete slabs, and you're looking like, oh, my goodness, how serious this has to be. People shot up in their houses, in their beds. In their neighborhoods on the Sabbath day. I mean, these people are, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. the things that we are watching right now over the land. It's crucial. So, you know, I really don't have a whole lot of free space in the brain to think about frivolous things right now. I'm really trying to process all of this in understanding the significance and what a situation we left the world in when we disobeyed him. I mean, for real. I mean, when you see these people carrying on like this and you realize that this was all the result of your disobedience. Countless lives are being wasted away. Our Elohim took his people off of the land and has taken himself away from it to a point where everybody is just a free-for-all. It's difficult. I mean, you know, forgive me because I don't have time for frivolous stuff. I really don't. I'm really trying my best to get prepared for what's next. Because as devastating as this is to watch, imagine what it's going to be like when it comes time for us to make the transition to go back. If they fighting like this over land now, do you think it's going to be that easy for us to just walk back in there? It's world-changing. It's life-changing. This is being covered all over the world, on every channel. You know, my prayer is, you know, help me to be compassionate and to be understanding. And I am. I cried when I seen those babies. I literally cried. I am. But most of all because of what we gave up, what we didn't realize, how important it was for us to be where we needed to be so that things would be, that there would be a buffer, that it was important for us to maintain who we were as a people so that we could be that bridge. It takes a lot. It's a lot to watch. It takes a lot to see. It's a lot. It takes a lot. It's a lot. You know, so I'm just not, you know, in a place for the foolishness. I'm just not. You know, it angers me. I get mad at myself. I get mad at what we did. I get angry when I see that because it was destined to happen, and I know his word said it was going to happen. But look, y'all, take a good look at what's happening now. They are murdering their own people, men, women, and children over the land of Canaan. Mm-hmm. When it was given to us, it's our land. It's our place to be. It's our position where we're supposed to be. And to bring some neutrality to it all, you know, is our place. This is where we were supposed. This is where we're going to. This brings neutrality to it all. Somebody's got to say enough, you know. And anytime we've ever done that and went to our Elohim and said, "Please do something on our behalf. Please do something on this behalf. We need you to intervene on their behalf." We need you to do something. This is getting out of control. But there's no neutrality in it right now because the people that belong on it is not there. We're getting ready to go home, but we're not there. You know, so I'm just like, wow. You know, the death and the carnage and the, you know, just the, woof. You know, the sword is brutal. You know, when you got a land that's being brought back by the sword, it's brutal. And it's not finished. You know, because according to that, Gaza, Gaza going to suffer. according to the Ezekiel 38. Guys are going to suffer. Ascalon is not going to be nobody living in Ascalon. Asdod is going to be cleared out. Ekron is going to be cleared out for us to inhabit it. For us to inhabit it, according to Zephaniah chapter 2. For us, for the tribe of Yehuda. You know, and when you look at it and you look at it, you know, we for so long it's been places that we've read about in the book. It's been things that we've seen on television. It's been places that we visualized through newscasters and things like that. But we lived on that land. My grandfather was a king on that land, and we're looking at the carnage and the killing and the murdering and the anger and the villains and the victims, and it's like, oh my goodness. Enough! So it's not over. It's not over. If this is that, if this is Ezekiel chapter 38, it's not over. Like I said, the nations that he names in Ezekiel chapter 38 are Muslim nations except for Russia. Whew. No, this just, it brings me to tears. It does. It just brings me to tears. You know, I feel for all of the people whose family members were murdered and on both sides. The family members that were taken hostage, you know, that they don't know where their children are, their grandparents are. It's just, you know. Over the land of Canaan. That's what this is about, the land of Canaan. The land that he gave unto Abraham, that Abraham was to pass down to us. The land that we walked into from Mount Sinai after our ancestors left Egypt. You know, the land that we established as ours. So I, you know, this is where I look at the whole thing, you know, and it's something that we can't stop. It's something that we have to allow to play out because the Most High said we was going back to the land that was brought back by the sword. You know, and unfortunately, you know, war is terrible. War is, you know, it's terrible. You know, it's just a terrible thing. It's terrible. Just unfortunate. And you know, no, we're not sitting back and we're not rejoicing and we're not doing all those things that we, if for once I understand the seriousness of it. You know, are we ready when the Most High says so that our term here is over? Yes. When he sends the ships and we are supposed to go back? Yes. But to understand what we're walking back into and what this is going to mean when we finally do get back there and how many nations will be surrounding us and what the fight is all about, it brings everything home. I mean, it brings a reality, a sobering reality to it all. It really does. That these are the same nations that were surrounding us when we were there the first time. So it's a little different. It's a lot. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to think about. Because there has to be something to bring neutrality. There has to be some neutrality there. Something has to bring neutrality. And the only thing that's going to do it is the ancient Hebrew Israelites are back on the land of Canaan. That's the only thing that's going to do it. And everybody knows it and they keep ignoring it. And at some point, the Most High is going to drop a thought in one of you all's mind and say, it's time for him to come back. At some point. point. It's got to happen because that's what his word said. It's got to come true because that's what his word said. And we constantly watch it. We watch it because you can't help but watch it. It's all over the place. You know, it's all over. We're constantly watching the leaders in all the countries scrambling together trying to find a solution. Presidents scrambling trying to find a solution. Ambassadors from all of the Arab countries scrambling trying to find a solution. Everybody scrambling trying to find a solution. People are starving. And they don't have any food, they don't have any water, they have no electricity, they have no medicine, all because of the land. And everybody's scrambling, trying to find a solution. What's the solution? Somebody tell me what the solution is. Well, we've got to come up with a two-state solution because that's the only thing that's going to work. It ain't never work because it's not going to be that way. Until, let me say it again, until the ancient Hebrew Israelites return back to the land that was given to them by the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's not going to be a solution. Said we are the only ones that's going to bring some neutrality, and it's as simple as that. And everybody's at the breaking point. Everybody has just exploded. Like, enough. If you kill my families, I'ma kill your families. If you invade my country, I'ma invade your piece of land. And it's all because it is time for the children, the ancient Hebrew Israelites, to return back to the land of Canaan. That's the land of Canaan. Land of Canaan. That's what we read about you all. That's what we've been studying about all these years. That's what it's been. Oh, I feel y'all. Oh, thank you, God. I feel y'all. It's hard to watch this. This is very difficult to watch. It's hard to watch this. There's no winners in this. There's nobody that's going to win. These men are dying. They're going to die and leave their children without fathers and mothers and young women that are fighting in this war that may never have any children. There's no winner. There's no winner. It's just no easy way. It's all because of the land. It's the land of Canaan. It is. That's what this is. I hope you guys take a good look at this because we showed you this yesterday. This is all about the land of Canaan. This is about the land that Israel gave unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then it was split among Jacob's 12 sons. This ain't got nothing to do with no rapture. This don't have nothing to do with no end time. This has nothing to do with no wilderness. This has nothing to do with nothing. It has to do with the land that we have to go back to. The land that these nations have split among themselves that really belongs to us. Hello. This is what it is. It's the land. It really doesn't. I mean, you know, and you listen to all these different theories and different people talking about stuff that they don't know what they're talking about and scaring people half to death and people in charge, and we need to give this and we need to support this and we need to do this and we need to do that. It is time for the Israelites to come together, the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites to come together and to begin to cry out to our Elohim, because it you're watching some. It's a lot. It's a lot to see all the death. It's a lot to see those bodies piled up on both sides. We had never had to have no sirens in when we was in Jerusalem. There never was no warning sirens in Jerusalem and running in bomb shelters and stuff when we was there, when our forefathers was there. This obedience was this captivity, this thing was rough, y'all. I mean, this was some serious stuff. You don't really realize the damage that you did until you see this. When you see this, you'll be like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Because everything's out of order. Everything is off kilter. It's a lot. It's a lot. It is really a lot. You know, and well, you know, Most High said it was going to be brought back by the sword. He said a land that was brought back by the sword. And he promised us in different, multiple scriptures that we was going back to the land of Canaan. He even named the cities in Zephaniah chapter 2. He said Gaza was going to be desolate. And the children of Israel, the tribe of Judah, would inhabit the houses of Ephraim and Ekron and all that. He naming them. That's so that you can identify with the geographic location. So it ain't no question about where he's talking about. There's no question. So all crazy since somebody, the land of Canaan is in America, that's a lie. And everybody that's talking about we supposed to be going to Africa, that's a lie. We might go through it, but we're going back to where he said we was going back to. Oh, Father, help us. Oh, help us. Give us the strength. Help us to get through this. It's not going to be easy. It ain't easy now. Because I feel the weight of it all. It's like, wow. You know? If this didn't make sense, just like when Cain killed Abel, the land cried out. It cried out. The land did what he needed to do because of what happened. Can you imagine what is happening spiritually to the land, and there are people on there that's not supposed to be on there? Everything has to be turned back to its rightful place. Everything has to go back the way he said it was going to go back. And the story's going to continue. The Israelis is going to still be there to a certain point, and everything's going to continue. But until the ancient Hebrew Israelites go back home, there's no neutrality at all. It's not going to be none. Because wherever we are, our Elohim is. Wherever we are, that's where our Elohim is. And it's only because of him that the neutrality comes. That's the only reason. Anybody want to push one? I mean, I think I've talked enough. I appreciate you allowing me to vent. I really do. I appreciate you allowing me to vent because, you know, I felt real heavy today. It's just been a very heavy, and I haven't watched any of it. I've been doing what I normally do on the first day of the week, you know, getting ready to go back to work and do everything we need to do. It just, there's a heaviness. You know, you can just feel it. It's a heaviness in the spirit. It's just heavy spiritually everywhere. It's real heavy. You know, it's hard to see mothers crying in the street, which we've seen it before. We've witnessed it here. We've had to go through our own struggles here. But it's really hard to see that. It's hard to see that. That's hard to see. But you know what? As hard as it is for us to see, it was just as much hard. It was harder for us when we disobeyed that the Most High put us off of it. It had to be hard. And one of the sisters said, if they just tell them what this is all about and why this is happening, if they would just tell them, you know, why this is going on, even if they told them, well, they gone. Who is those? Those are the children of Israel. Those are the children of Israel. And where'd they go? He put them off. They gone. Well, I'm taking this, and we can go back in. Oh, yep, this is ours. Oh, wait a minute. No, you ain't getting all of it because we're going to cut the border off right here, and we're going to take some. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to take some, too. He said this land was going to be brought out of many nations. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's So, you know, and as serious as it is for us to be able to realize exactly what we put everybody through because we disobeyed, think about what is going to happen when we return. Think about how powerful it is when we return. We return into a place that we've never been physically been. We return into a place that spiritually belongs to us, but we've never experienced it. And we coming in after bloodshed. So, you know, Father, have mercy on us. Forgive us for what we have done. You know, there's no other way to say this but to watch the things that are happening right now. Forgive us for the things that we have done and the way that we just turned our back on the way things could have been. You know, because this is the way things should have been. But we didn't trust you enough to believe your word, even though this was already pre-purposed. We didn't trust you enough to believe your word. We believed what we thought everybody else wanted us to do. We did it. And look at the results of what it has done. You know, all of the babies and the murdering and the killing and the bombing and the, oh, forgive us for the things that we have done. Return us back to the land to bring some neutrality to it. Give us a chance to do it one more time. Just one more time, give us the strength to be able to go back and do it, to bring you back with your cultures and your laws and your statutes and your commandments and all the things that we needed to do, to be an example to, please give us another chance. Woo, Lord, have mercy on us, have mercy on us, because right now we swing, we sliding down poles and we selling dope and we riding around in cars and we wearing jewelry and we buying designer purses from the other nations and designer clothes and all the other stuff that we, foolishness that we've been doing. They got our minds gone to the point where we have just lost our mind. Just have mercy on us. We are so sorry. Just forgive us for all that we have done. We are so sorry. We didn't realize our presence and what it meant and what it did to that region and how it kept everything in order. And now we watching the carnage and the chaos and the killings and the, oh, it's just too much. It's too much. We've been walking, we've been dancing and jumping around church our whole lives, running up and down the aisles of church and speaking in tongues and howling and calling and all of the foolishness. Oh, forgive us for what we have done to the land, to the land, to the land, what we did to the land of Canaan, to your purpose. Because now we see the whole picture. We were supposed to be your representative, your people. We were supposed to show everybody else how it was supposed to be done. And now we over here doing it everybody else's way. And it's just a mess. It is a mess if ever there was a mess. And man can't figure it out. Man doesn't have the answers. They don't have the answers. The only one that's going to fix it is you. Oh. Brother Donia, Brother Yerushalam, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, sis. And
shalom.
I hear everything that you're saying, and, you know, I pray to y'all that, you know, he can give you some comfort. Just seeing all this stuff. Give us some comfort. You know, because it is a lot. It's a lot watching all these people die. And you're right. And you're absolutely right. You know, these people are dying because of our rebelliousness in the beginning. You know, if we had done what we were supposed to do, we wouldn't be going through all this now. The people wouldn't be going through all this. But we know that these things have to happen. And if the sword is swinging that hard now, wait till we go back. You know, we have to be right ourselves. That should let us start letting us know that You know, we can't go back over there any kind of way, you know, because it's not going to be tolerated. It's not going to be put up with. We have to go back. Like, the biggest thing that I could say we started doing as a nation, as a people, is start turning our hearts 100% to the Father above, 100%, and start praying and seeking his face. If I can say one thing to all of those Live Nation that are listening on this line, just start turning yourself and pray as much as you can, you know, for the healing of the land, for the healing of our people. Pray for us to return so we can heal this earth, this planet, and the people on this earth and this planet. Because it is sad when you're watching these little children and stuff, and I'm watching people debate on that and talk about it over and over again, about how these kids, these children, are suffering. And it's usually that way, the children, innocent among people, the ones that suffer the most, children and women, they're suffering. You know, and things shouldn't necessarily be that way. I do pray, and I just hope everybody else praying. Man, it's time to, because this is it. This is it. You know, there ain't no end in sight to it, and every day they go back, they go by, you see more and more of those players you're talking about getting drawn into this thing. It's like they can't help themselves. They can't stop themselves from doing it. Then you got all these people arguing back and forth. Whose fault? This fault? That fault? Stop all this. Like you said, let their ancient Hebrews go home. Let us go home. Let us go back to where we belong. That's just amazing to me to see that all of this that's been said, all the things that have been done, you know, one thing nobody's questioned yet, and I'm going to say it, and I listen to a lot of watch these videos on this thing going on over there, and everybody, quote, unquote, trying to tie to the Bible, and they just missing the whole point of everything. And I'm so glad that y'all have opened our eyes. They missing the point so wildly, so badly. It's like it killed them to say that these ain't the people, even though there's evidence out there. Because I will say this, and I'm not going to be apologetic about what I'm about to say, but I will say this. There's a point in the book of Matthew where the Messiah said, you are of your father, and the lust of your father you will do. Just that little quote right there. Just that little bit right there. The lust of your father you will do. And I think certain people, I'm not calling names, but they need to look in their hearts and see that. The lust of your father you will do. Because one thing is very obvious and very clear at this point in time. We praying, but I've not seen one of them people over there that's carrying out this carnage. Except for the Muslims, they praying to, you know, their deity. But I've not seen one of them other people at all, call on the Almighty. So vengeance is theirs. It's just a sad state of affairs. But you the people, but you don't call on your deity. That's sad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? That's our job. That's what we have to do. We have to call on him. We have to call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he gave us that land. And now we realize how important it is that every man and woman and child is designated to the land that they're supposed to be on. And when we're out of sync and we're not where we're supposed to be, everything else is out of sync too. It's out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who don't believe me. At this point, you know what? I really don't even care no more. I don't care who don't believe me. I don't care who don't. I don't care. Because, you know, this is a lot to watch. And it just goes to show either you're going to do it his way, or because if you do it your way, it's going to be mess to follow. And it's always mess. When man gets involved and tries to rewrite and redo what the Elohim of the universe has already put together, the orders that he's already put in place, it ends up being a mess. A mess every time. It ends up being a mess. And we've watched the mess. We have watched it and watched it and watched it and watched it, and we've watched it and watched it. And no, you guys don't usually hear about us, and no, you don't see us all on YouTube, and no, we're not the group that the powers that be profiles, but we're here. And we are the nation of Yehuda, the royal house of King David, and the tribe of Yehuda. So, yes, we are watching it, and yes, we are definitely going before our Elohim, because this is a lot to watch. It's a lot to watch. Whew, it's a lot. I mean, you know, it's just like, wow. You know, I always have to bring it back to us. I always have to bring it back to us. We can't point fingers at nobody. We have to bring it back to us because it's going to take us. It started with us, and it's going to end with us. It is. It started with us, and it's going to end with us. It's always going to be us. Oh, and you have to give up. We're going to have to be able to, you know, when the Most High say it's time, we're going to leave here. We're going to go home, and we're going to step on, when our feet touch Zion, we're going back to the land of Canaan, and then there should be some neutrality there. There's going to be some neutrality there. Because all of you leaders of you nations know that that's where we're supposed to be. You know the land you're fighting over is not yours. But just because we're not there, everybody thinks it's a free fall. But I have a news flash. He's bringing us back. He's getting us ready to come back. Because somebody has to bring some neutrality to the area. We have to bring our Elohim with us to the area so that because wherever we are, he is. It's time
to move in a whole nother way. It's time to move in a whole different direction. That's why I started out with what I did today and said what I said today. This is a whole new direction. We have to do something. He's doing something different now. He's getting us prepared mentally now. You know, we're not fighting with anybody. We're not doing that. We're not committing any problems of any kind. We're trying to get our mind and our mental stability and our the physical, everything about us to get ready to go back to where we originated from. This is just a wee boy. You just don't realize the damage. It's like a father that walks away from his family. You know, it's like a father or a mother that walks away from their family, and the family tries to do the best that they can, and whoever's left tries to do the best they can, and there's something missing because the children don't have the both of them to be able to impart into them, you know, each one's identity and each one's whatever they're bringing to the children. Something is missing. So the kids grow up because everybody grows up, but they grow up at a level that they could have been so much more had everything been the way it was. You know? And it's just like that's what we are. We are a product of the fact, and it wasn't our father that walked away. We walked away from him. And we grew up. And look at what we have become. Look at who we have become. That's why he said, you are going to loathe yourselves when I make you remember the things that you used to do. Oh, my goodness, Lord help us. We glorify the foolishness, the things that we have learned in this land. And this ain't even our land. This ain't where we're supposed to be, but this is where he put us.
for such a time as this is time. If I can say anything to the Hebrew Israelites, the descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelites, conscious and unconscious, it is time to start getting your minds right and get ready so we can get up out of here, because the second Exodus is coming. That's all I can tell you. And now you know why. Somebody's got to bring some neutrality to that land, to the land of Canaan. That's the land of Canaan. That's the land of Canaan. That's the land that the Most High gave you. Oh. Brother Donnie, Brother Yeroslam, that's the land of Canaan. That's the land he gave us. That's the land that he promised Abraham he was going to bring us back to. He promised that he was going to bring us back to the land. And look at what's going on.
It's bad. It is really, really bad what's going on. And it's just unfortunate. You know, when you start to sit back and think about it, one of the things that I was thinking about earlier today this morning, and I was sitting there, and it just entered my mind. It's real. You know, you always ask that question. Y'all ready to go? You know, we've been saying that over the years. Y'all going to be ready to go when the time comes? But the time seems like it's approaching. And you think it does. It seems like it's approaching. The time is getting there. And all of a sudden, man, you sit there and say, man, this is a big step. Because I tried to put myself in his shoes this morning. I said, man, I'm going to be on a land that I've never set foot on. In an environment that I don't know, but spiritually I know it. But from a physical standpoint, you don't know. And all of us are going to be there. And you're going to have to do right. You need to bring all your thoughts into subjection. You need to get yourself cleaned up. Because we are dirty people right now. We need to clean ourselves. He needs to clean us because we are dirty people. We've done a lot of stuff. And it's just hard to think about. It's just something else. Let me put it that way. It's something else to think about it that who knows? Nobody knows when, but in just a matter of blink of an eye of his time, we could be setting foot back on that land again. And we there. That's a big, big step. It was one thing a couple years ago. Y'all going to be ready to go? You going to be ready to go and go? And everybody, yeah. But now you see it. You see the scriptures are jumping off the page. You see the carnage that's going over now. Now you know what he means by the land brought back by the sword. Like you said earlier, babies, children, women, men, everybody getting slaughtered. And unfortunately, if this is it, we ain't seen nothing yet. Because it's about to get bad.
Oh, no. Woo.
I mean, you really think about it, Sister Yana. We ain't seen nothing yet. Because
no.
That land has to be clear. It has to be clear. There's a lot of people still on that land. And once that land cleared and we go back in there, it's going to be something else. Because there's going to be people. And I was sitting down thinking about what you were saying yesterday. We go back in that land, so it's going to be people that don't want us there because that's why they have to guard us.
Yes.
But there's going to be people that's going to be envious, jealous. They come back over here with all this stuff, and they got all this and that and everything else. You know, you dare not lay a hand on them. But I'm just saying, there's going to be people still with the animosity and the hatred and all of that because all that hate just don't go away all of a sudden.
No.
It just don't. There's going to probably be people down here at these ports trying to stop us from getting on these boats. Probably going to be. There's probably going to be people that's trying to stop. There's going to probably be people trying to give us their kids. I can't go take my baby. No.
That's not what y'all say in the scripture. Mm-mm.
It's coming. Because you know why we know it's coming? Because his word says so.
Mm-hmm.
His word. Or like I said, he named the cities by name in Zephaniah chapter 2. He named it.
Yeah.
Gaza and Ascalon and Ekron and Asdod. And all. This is in the news right now. They fighting over there right now. The same places. On the land of Canaan. Woo! Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with both of you, and I strongly feel you. And this is the time for our people to repent of their sins, turn your face back to the Most High, to Yah. And I'm happy to looking forward whenever we put our feet on that land. What I'm looking forward to, I'm saying, I'll be among my people. We can really do the Passover and all our holy days with our people the right way, the way that we should be doing it, because we can't do everything the correct way here because we're in the land of our oppressors and we don't have everything that we need to do what we really need to do, but we're doing it to the best of our ability. But to be, you know, among our people, to see what our people look like. I know, you know, they look like us or whatever, but he's going to put us in our tribe. So you know exactly you're the tribe of Judah, you're the tribe of whatever. And like you said, for your feet just to touch a land that in the atmosphere that we never experienced before because we experiencing this land and this air. And I was looking out early today where I'm at, and they come trailing. And I said, oh, I don't believe this. I don't believe y'all flying this plane up here, chemtrailing. And I'd be so glad to get away from that, to get away from the chemicals and the food that GMO or whatever they add in, and the seedless fruits and vegetables, you know, that we can really have a land of hopefully peace where we can have the fruit trees where you can go out. You don't have to worry about insecticide and other chemicals on your fruits and vegetables. And children can go out. You don't have to worry about someone kidnapping them or killing them. And, you know, that they can play peacefully and everybody can live in peace. And like the brother said, yes, there's going to be some that's going to be envy. And like you said, it may be some trying to stop us from getting on the ship or boat. But the angels are going to be there to guard us. And so you will make it on the ship, regardless of what the other people, you know, the rebels or whatever, are going to do, call your name or whatever they're doing. We're going forward, and we're going to, you know, take that step. So, yes, what's going on over there, yes, it's sad, you know, because no one wants to watch little babies and little children being killed. And one of the people's grandmothers, 86 years, she was 80-something years old, and they said that they were parading her up and down the street. You know, yes, that's horrible. You know, nobody should have to go through that. But I'm trying to overlook the horror part and focus on me being there and, you know, how joyful we're going to be when we leave. So, you know, that brings a little more joy if you focus on the positive, you know, the end game. Not, you know, I know they're showing it every day on TV and the news, the bad stuff. But I want to focus on, you know, looking forward, you know, what it's going to be like. You know, I can visualize. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is not be overtaken with the negativity of what's going on, but I'm trying to jump over that hurdle and visualize me being there with you all, with my people, you know, and doing, you know, just being there, family out of this land. So, you know, that's all I had to say.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Yes, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It is, you know, it's bittersweet. You know, and I understand mm-hmm. how you feel. It's bittersweet. It's just a situation where, you know, we have endured a lot. We have caused a lot of issues among the where we are today. We have we've been oppressed. We have terrorized. We have done all the kind of stuff that we have done, you know, for whatever reason to each other. Not to mention the people that we're living among. We have done all those things. But the Most High has made us a promise. He said, I promise I'm going to bring you back. I promise I'm going to bring you back. And for those who don't know where we're going, we are going back to the land of Canaan. He said, I promise I'm going to bring you back. And when he gives you a promise, you can take it to the bank. You know, you can take it to the bank. And it's just a lot. It's just a lot, I'm telling you. But you know, we just have to be mindful. We have to be mindful of where we've been. We have to be mindful of whose we are. You know, we've been preaching this for a long time, and everybody's been ignoring us, and we've been trying to warn everybody and tell everybody, and don't nobody want to listen. But we promise you, before this thing is all over with, you're going to see what we was telling you was true. You're going to see. I mean, because I can go from scripture to scripture, I mean, book to book. When the Most High said, I promise you, I'm going to bring you back into your own land. I promise. He gave it so many times. You know, and just so many times. You know, it's a lot. Yes. Let me see. Let's go to Ezekiel real quick, chapter 36. It says, verse 16, it said, moreover, the word of the Most High came unto me, saying, Ezekiel 36, 16, 17 now. Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelled in their own land, they defiled it by their own way, by their doings. Their ways was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured out my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. This is the Most High talking. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. And they said unto them, these are the people of the Most High, and are going forth out of his land. He put us out. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. He put us out because of what we did, and look what look at what it has resulted to. Whew. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Most High Elohim, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Most High, saith the Most High Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. And it goes on and on and on. And then it goes down to 31. He said, and then ye shall remember your own evil ways in your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Oh, Lord, how much did he promise he was going to bring us back? That's our land he gave unto Abraham. That's the land that he gave unto Isaac and the land that he promised to the descendants of Jacob. And this is what we're watching right now when we turn on the news. It's just unfortunate, you know, and to the people, you know, if I could apologize for a nation, you know, we should have never disobeyed our Elohim, because if we had never disobeyed him, you wouldn't be in the position that you are in today. And, you know, and we take responsibility for the things that we have done. We should have never disobeyed our Elohim, but I promise you one thing, we're on our way back, because we have to come back to bring some neutrality to what is all that's going on. And we believe that, and we trust in the Most High that when we come back, it's going to settle. The argument will be settled. There'll be nothing else to discuss. It's over. The argument, Brother Yerushalayim, the argument will be settled. It's over.
The
people who the land belongs to will rightfully be in their right place. They will be. Hold on a minute. Area code 702, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, sister. I'm going to try to say this. I haven't been feeling well. Let me see if I can get this out without coughing. So I have been following other on YouTube, other channels, some from other nations, and they've been talking about the economy and all of that kind of stuff. And I found myself getting anxious about, oh, should I buy gold? Should I buy silver? Oh, I should get this, or I shouldn't have that. And ultimately, I've done nothing but be anxious about it. And once the thing happened over between Israel and Palestine, a few of those, mainly from other nations, was like, we are adamant, you should be for Israel, da 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 da. And I found myself unsubscribe. And anyway, I listened to some other people that are Israelites talking about they unsubscribe. And then one of these people put up a post saying they apologize. They lost all of these subscribers and they didn't know their opinion was going to, you know, matter that much and all of that, which in my mind, it was like, hey, you just put out who you are. So, you know, anyway, I just ended up, the Most High started saying to me, the stage has been set. The line has been drawn. Hold fast to the profession of your faith without wavering and be anxious for nothing. So now I just get up and I go through my day, because I know whenever that time is, he'll let us know.
Yeah.
And I've been at peace since then. And that's all I wanted to say.
How praises be to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. I just want to say a happy first day of the week. I've enjoyed the program, and I'm just piggybacking on what everybody else has been saying. Now that the reason why has been laid out, it's been clearly laid out of why everything's going on, my call to action is to all of us in the Hebrew Israelite community about when we go about our daily tasks, and, you know, we're still in this nation, we're still in other people's lands, and that when we go to work or associate with other people of other nations, we don't have to make any statements, any proclamations if we're not comfortable. I've noticed there's been this, like the young lady just said before, this push for people to make some kind of statement for or against whoever, but we don't. we've clearly outlined why it's all happening, and that's it. The word is the word, and the word will always stand firm, and it will not come back to the Most High's mouth void. It will not return to him void. You don't have to say anything at work. You don't have to be forced to say anything at work or in social events or anywhere outside of your own home. And that's the message I want to send everyone is a call to action of you can be silent and vigilant and believe the Most High. You don't have to be pressured to do anything, pressured to say anything. You've already made your election clear, and we know why it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen. So I just want to make people feel comfortable in, if you don't want to speak, you don't have to. We've already outlined why. You don't have to be forced to speak at work, anywhere. It is to stand firm to what the Most High said, believe it, and that's it. You don't have to say anything. You have to be forced to say anything. So that is my call to action to us, and I wish everyone a wonderful rest of their day and week. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much for that. All praises to the Lord. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at this, Israel. Israel stepping up, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing. Please take to heart. We've already told you what it is. This is what it is. It's nothing other than this. This is what it is. You know, but we do apologize, and we keep it moving because we're preparing, and we're getting ourselves ready to go back to the land to bring some neutrality. Because there has to be some neutrality. It has to be. You know, this is what now we can see our purpose. This is what the Most High put us there for. He set us on that land to be his people, to be an example to the rest of the world on how it's supposed to be done. And we're going to go back and do that. As soon as he gives the word, when he says it's time, it's time. And we're going to do what we need to do. But in the meantime, we can't stop what they're doing because they have to do what they've been called to do. However, we can get ourselves prepared so that we can handle, like Brother Urasan said, mentally handle this because I always said when it starts happening, it's going to happen fast. You know, and we have to get prepared. Just like the 400 years snuck up on us and it happened fast. This stuff is happening fast. And don't worry about anything, money, anything, because he said he was going to take care of us and we have to believe that. Don't worry about what the house is going to look like. How, where we going to be? As long as he's there, we're going to be okay. Going to be okay. Just have faith in him and believe. You have to trust him. There's no other way around this. You have to trust him. And for the sake of the people that are warring with each other, you know, all we can say is, you know, at some point, the Most High, he's watching. He's watching. He's watching all of it. He's watching. So, you know, we have to remain faithful and remain positive, and we have to stay in his word and don't be tossed to and fro from every wind and doctrine, following everybody on YouTube, listening to what everybody got to say. You're going to have to stand flat-footed on that word and say, this is what his word say, and I believe you, and I'm going to wait on you until you come. Because he said, I promise I'm going to bring you back to the land. I scattered you, and I'm going to bring you back. So on that note, I think that we have said and done all we need to say. And for everybody else that was listening, we thank you for joining our radio show today. We ask that you continue to keep us in prayer and that we continue to pray for the world. And you guys, we will see you at our regularly scheduled programs. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.